Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Diaz. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting third. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fourth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Noakes. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Wallowander. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Morris juggles the ball. That's an error on Morris. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baines hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander catches it and throws to first to double up Lyons. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheridan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Sheridan. The throw from Salas and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Salas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Noakes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Diaz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Noakes hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Salazar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Murphy hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Salazar moves to third. Murphy moves to second. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pettis strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wallowander takes first base on ball four. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is one for one in the game, with a single. Sheridan hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lyon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball four. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Noakes is 0 for 1 in the game. Noakes takes first base on ball four. Evans moves to second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Salazar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Evans scores. Noakes goes all the way around to score. Salazar moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McDowell spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on McDowell. Salazar moves to third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0-for-1 in the game. Pettis strikes out. One out. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wallowander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wallowander bunts towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sheridan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheridan hits a line drive into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bergman for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. Manrique hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Noakes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Noakes hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Salazar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Salas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 0-for-2 in the game. Pettis hits a fly ball into center field. That will be extra bases. Williams fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Williams. Pettis moves to third. Jim Wallewander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wallewander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wallewander hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheridan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pettis scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bergman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bergman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Bergman reaches second base with a double. Sheridan goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bergman moves to third. John Davis now pitching. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bergman scores. Trammell moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Noakes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Noakes is walked intentionally. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen strikes out. 2 outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique is 0-for-2 in the game. Manrique hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. 1 out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pettis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wallewander is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wallewander is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wallewander hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.